Hello, beloved of God. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the Lover of Words. Tune in with us and we can have Faith Talk. Faith Talk is sharing the Word of God or talking about what God has done for you. You can visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com or you can email us at staff@faithtalkministries.com. Our mailing address is Faith Talk Ministries Incorporated, P.O. Box 831376, Stone Mountain, Georgia 30083. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Many Christians have not understood what James meant by this verse. In fact, there have been heated discussions that have taken place over this very topic. Some people have actually gone as far as to say that the Holy Bible contradicts itself. However, those of us who are believers know, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. People of the past and present have erred and said that the Apostle James and the Apostle Paul were in direct opposition on the topic of works. But true believers know that you cannot interpret the Holy Bible unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Whenever I read the Bible, I always pray and ask God to allow His Holy Spirit to open the Scriptures up to me. I don't care if you are a Princeton graduate with 90 doctorate degrees, you cannot understand the Holy Bible with the wisdom of men. It is impossible because the truth of God is revealed to those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. The verses that I am referring to are as follows. James chapter 2, verse 20 says, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead," penned by James. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast," was written by Paul. Now at first glance, it looks like Paul and James are in disagreement because works has not been defined. That's okay, because God has given us the definition to what works is. Now the works that James is talking about is good works, which are works that we do after we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. The works that Paul is talking about are the works of the law, which is following and doing the laws of Moses. Although we are not saved by good works either. However, many people have stumbled at the stumbling stone trying to follow the Ten Commandments. It isn't that the Ten Commandments are evil, but they don't possess the power to justify a man before God. See, if righteousness could have come by the law, then Jesus Christ was crucified in vain. Also, our faith would be in vain for believing in a Savior that did not have the power to save us from the penalty of sin due to the strength of the law. Christ didn't come to take away the law, but to fulfill it. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. But once Christ came, we were no longer under the schoolmaster. Now that we are not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are now ready to do good works in His name. Since we now know the difference between how works was used in both verses, we can now look at what good works are. Good works are doing whatever God comes to you and tells you to do. These works usually take place after you have believed, which brings us to today's topic, faith without works is dead. I'm your host, the Lover of Words. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. Our scripture reading will come from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. But before we dig in, I would like to play this song by Hillsong called Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Listen. Thank you. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation rising up to take their place with living faith. Hallelujah. I see a generation rising up to take their place with living faith. What a wonderful song. For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. I'm your host, The Love of Words. I would like to take this time to invite you to visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com. We have an online Bible and concordance, a daily devotional, sermons, a blog, a bookstore, games, creative writing, a place for donations, and testimonies from believers all over the world called Faith Experiences. Please come by and visit us. You can send us a message under Contact Us, located at the bottom left-hand menu. Our topic today is Faith Without Works is Dead. And our scripture reading is from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. Again, that's James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. If you turn your Bibles to the scripture, you can read along with us. What do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked or destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what do it profit? Even so, if it have not works, even so faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only? Likewise, also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. I would like for us to really observe and understand what James is talking about. The first thing I would like us to look at is, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, faith that is, the elders obtained a good report. This is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 2. I would like for us to look at a couple of facts about faith. I'm going to read several facts about faith. Every man is dealt a measure of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anything that is not of faith is sin. We are saved by grace through faith. God purifies our heart by faith. Faith allows us to receive the gift of eternal life, and faith worketh by love. And last but not least, today's topic, faith without works is dead. Let us revisit our discussion verse. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? This is James chapter 2, verse 20. What does this really mean? What James is talking about is a living faith. A living faith is manifested by good works. Have you ever heard the scripture that says you can tell a tree by its fruit? Imagine if faith was a tree for a minute. If faith were a tree, the fruit it would produce would be good works. Good works are the fruit of true faith that is alive. Now, good deeds can sometimes be mistaken for good works. What do I mean by this? I'm glad you asked. A person who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ can do a good deed. However, that good deed does not show that he has faith, nor could it be considered a good work. Faith without works is dead, and works without faith are dead also. I once told a friend of mine, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. The same with faith. You can do good without having faith, but you can't have living faith without doing good works. Just like the body is dead without the spirit, faith without works is dead also. I would like us to look at, check out what people have misunderstood about what James and Paul were saying. I give you a brief explanation. A lot of Christians have a problem understanding James when they read what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The problem is, like I said earlier, that we have to define works. The works James was referring to are, I will give you my definition, works. Anything that God comes to you and tells you to do after you have believed. Works are not following the Ten Commandments, but are specific tasks given to believers collectively and individually to test or to prove their love. I read that again. Anything that God comes to you and tells you to do after you have believed. Works are not following the Ten Commandments, but are specific tasks given to believers collectively or individually to test or to prove their love. Remember, faith worketh by love. An example of an individual work is when God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. That was only to test Abraham. An example of a collective work is when God told all believers that we must forgive everyone who trespasses against us, or he won't forgive our trespasses. This is a test for all Christians. I bet you didn't know that forgiving someone is a good work. Well, it is. It takes living faith to forgive someone. Most people don't want to forgive because they don't believe that God will handle the situation. God said in his word, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay." I tell you the truth. A good work reveals faith that is alive. Now, when we look at the works that Paul was talking about, we define them like this. Paul was an apostle of the Gentiles, and when he wasn't around, certain Jews would come in and tell his Gentile converts that they needed to be circumcised or that they needed to follow the law with faith also to be saved. In other words, they needed to work as well as believe to be saved. So Paul told them, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." He was letting them know that they are not saved by anything that they have done themselves. They are saved by believing and accepting what Jesus has done for them. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." These are the works that Paul was talking about. We are not justified by following the law, and we are not justified by good deeds. We are justified by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we prove that our faith is alive when we do whatever he tells us to do. This comes after we have been saved. Paul showed that he and James were on the same page in the next verse in Ephesians, which is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now let's go back to the subject. Faith without works is dead. And that we do good works as a result of faith. Observe, James chapter 2, verses 21 through 23 reads, Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? This is James chapter 2, verse 25. I would like us also to look at Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. I would like for us to look at Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, so we can read the story of Rahab and understand a little better how she believed and how she acted as a result of her faith, and how her faith was made alive. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I know not. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto them, listen closely, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Let's expound on that scripture for a minute. The scripture was fulfilled here that says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rahab had heard about the God of Israel. Rahab had just heard about their God, and she believed. Let me explain that again. She had just heard about their God, and she believed. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Rahab had just heard about their God, and she believed. Now that showed she had faith. But her faith was made perfect when she hid the spies. God came to her in her heart and told her to hide his people, and she obeyed his voice and was justified by her faith. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Good works are the fruit of faith. Like love and patience are fruits of the spirit, good works accompany faith that is alive. I also would like to kind of make this point. Good works are not following the Ten Commandments. Let me say that again. Good works are not following the law or the Ten Commandments. Let's look at what Abraham, who was justified by his faith, let's look what he actually was getting ready to do. Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac. Now, if we look at the law and the Ten Commandments and also the laws of today, if a person sacrifices his son, they will be charged for murder, which goes against the Ten Commandments. Good works have nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. Good works have everything to do with believing in God, loving him, and following and doing whatever he tells you to do. Let's also look at Rahab the harlot, who was also written down in the history book of faith for being imputed faith because being called righteous because of her faith. Rahab the harlot, when she hid the spies, she lied to the king and told them that she sent them out another way. Now, lying goes directly against the Ten Commandments, but she was justified by her faith because she believed in the Lord God and she did what he told her to do. See, faith without works is dead, and faith has nothing to do with following the law. Faith has everything to do with believing God, believing him because of how much he loves you. See, faith works by love. Once you see how much God really loves you, then you really believe, and you'll start to have faith, and you will trust him, and whatever he tells you to do, you are going to do it. So when you're listening to God, that's more important than any law. Whatever God tells you to do, make sure you do it, because God accounts us righteous by faith. Now, in conclusion, Paul and James were on the same page, but they were just talking about two different types of works. But by the Holy Spirit, the difference has been revealed, and we see that they were on the same page. Let us revisit Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We were saved for good works, not the works of the law, but the works that are given to us by God after we have believed in him. These works, faith tasks, will be personal and collective tasks that God will give believers at least once in their lifetime. When we do what God tells us to do in faith, then our faith is alive. If you say you have faith in God, but you do not do what he tells you, then your faith is dead. James said, "Yet a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." James 2, verse 18. In Hebrews, some men asked the question. They said, "How must we work the work of God?" And the answer to the question is, by believing on him whom he sent. So if we see that the work that we must do is defined as believing on him whom he sent, then we can say faith without believing on him whom he sent is dead. Let me repeat that again. So men in Hebrews asked the question and they said, how must we work the work of God? The answer to that question is by believing on him whom he sent. To work the works of God is having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me repeat that question again. So men asked the question, they said, how must we work the work of God? By believing on him whom he sent. That's the answer. By believing on him whom he sent. By having faith in Jesus Christ is how we work the works of God. So if we see that the work that we must do is defined as believing on him whom he sent, then we can say faith without believing on him whom he sent is dead. Faith without believing is dead. I will say it again, as I've said in the past, we interpret scripture with scripture. Now, for the revelation that God gave me recently, he said that he has a part in this as well. God revealed to me that if he does not act on a believer's behalf, he makes their faith dead. What this means is that if you are really believing God for something that he has told you to do and he does not show up on your behalf, he makes your faith dead. Do you remember when Elijah challenged the 450 Baal prophets to a faith match? Well, when Elijah put it out there that his God was real and their God was fake, if God had not shown up and consumed the sacrifice on the altar, then God would have made Elijah's faith dead. Not to mention, he would have given men a reason to doubt if he really existed. But he didn't. He showed up and not only consumed the sacrifice on the altar, but he consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." This is 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 38 through 39. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the true and living God. And those of you who believe in Him shall not be ashamed. I tell you today in full confidence, if you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and do what He says, your faith will be made alive. Hallelujah.
Cause I can't wait to be closer to you.
Maybe you're so sweet, deep in the cavities. I get a stomach ache if I can't be with you.
At night I fall asleep and I don't wanna wake up.
Cause you are my dream, my heavenly creation.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Ministries radio show. I'm your host, The Love of Words. Our prayer is that everyone listening will come to the knowledge of the truth and develop a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truly the way, the life, and the truth. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and no one will ever love you like He does. For God is love. Once again, friends, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having more Faith Talk. Visit us at www.faithtalkministries.com. God bless you.